Okay, we have shiur this Sunday. Just the shiur is going to maybe be a little bit later than normal. Normally we've been doing it at 11:30, 12:30. Maybe we'll start like, because I have parent-teacher embroiderers, and I have to give the Kol Yom Rishon at 9:30, and the parent-teacher embroiderers after that. So I think we should do it like from shiur, like promptly from 12 to 12:45, and then daven mincha. Okay? I think that'll... we should be here. If I can make it a little earlier, I can try, but that just... practically, and I'll have the packets out here on the table so you could, look, and then we'll have the shiur, and then hopefully we should all come so we have a minyan for mincha. That's one reason to come. There should be other reasons to come as well. Okay, so we started the sugya of mats. This is a very important sugya because that's what everyone's making sukkahs out of today. So I'll tell you the impetus of packet Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, is the discussion this year of a certain rabbinic organization, the CRC, that came out with an idea that people could get their bamboos from the fencing sold at Home Depot. So they sell partitions in Home Depot, and they're much cheaper than regular schach. So there are people that wanted to get. So the question. Fencing made out of bamboo. But they also have some metal things in it also that keeps the fencing together. So the question whether that's kosher or not. So someone was telling me this about this, so that gave me the drive to look into this shaila. So that's what these packages are, Alfie basically give them. And then there's going to be a general question about the old shaila of bamboo, which was of mats, which was years ago by Gezeris Nesarim. That's a whole separate thing. We'll see if we'll be able to get that in this semester, and we'll start next semester with that, etc. And because the Maaseh is not so much more time in the semester, I will be Bezer Shem giving shiurim during Bein Hazmanim. 11 to 12 in the morning, besides the regular smicha shir, 11 to 12 in the morning, like I gave last year. I gave when I gave kedushay taos, I think. Right? Kedushay, I gave on kedushay taos. That was so. I still haven't finalized the topic yet. If anyone who wants to come has a suggestion, I will definitely listen to the suggestion. And, you know, but I like to hear, you know, I can't say I'll follow it 100%. You know, sometimes you give me a suggestion now, and 5 years from now it will resonate. But I always appreciate what I want to know what people.
Abba
Mina, that'll probably be part of this.
Yeah.
That's sukkah. What? Okay. Yeah, so that's, these are. What do you say, Matt? Anything?
Kiddush or Kislevan.
You should know, I'll tell you, there were two things I was thinking of doing the year we learned Sanhedrin, and neither of them came to fruition. I wanted to do Kiddush Levana, was one thing, and I was thinking of doing all the halachas about fetus, abortion, and things like that. Yeah, so whatever it is, it'll be Bez Hashem. You know, it's close to a month, the amount of time there is, because from when you know, the way the year, Jesse was showing me the calendar today, the way it's broken up, you know, you go and then you come back, it's 5 weeks, it's right, Purim, the Pesach, you know, it's, the year goes quick, very, very quick here, because it's divided up in very interesting ways. So, okay, so that's why every day counts. That's why we should be here on Sundays, and you know, every day we should be here. Larabo Sundays, and okay. So, the question at hand is a partition mekabel tuma? Is a partition mekabel tuma? Whereas, if you have a kli, we discussed mats. So we said there's certain mats that are made for what? For sleeping on. So those are mekabel tuma. There's certain mats that are made for shade. Those are not mekabel tuma. But what about something's made as a partition? What's the story? Or let's talk about a curtain. Is a curtain mekabel tuma? What's the story with a curtain?
Different than a shade.
Well, shade usually means shade on top of you. Now I want to know about the curtain like that, you see. Right. It's a beginner question, yes, yeah. So I want you to... So now we'll do more, maybe, in depth, that ended. Okay? So Beitza, right here, first page of the packet, take a look. Those that learned Beitza last year are aware of this halacha. The bottom line, V'amar Ula, V'neima Amru Vilon Tamei. Why is a Vilon Tamei? A Vilon is a curtain. So L'chora, what do you do with a curtain? You don't do anything with a curtain, L'chora. A curtain is just there, blocks the sun, or whatever, it gives you privacy. But it's not like, say I have a napkin. You know, not a disposable napkin, but a fancy napkin that you have, like that you get out of chasana, those type, or you know, those type of napkins. So that's a begad. It's used for something. You clean yourself with it. You want to put your hands on it. But here, there's a hishtabshus to it. So the question is, what about a curtain? Is a curtain mekabel tuma? And we'll see. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about, and this I've heard discussion in the past about if you have a bamboo Venetians. So you have the curtain in front of your window is made out of bamboo. So it's not l'shchiva, it's not l'sichach. What's the din of that? Could you use that for schach? That was the shayla I've gotten in the past. This year, everyone was hawking about the part, the Home Depot. That was the big hawk, the Home Depot thing. So that's why you have to look into it. Yeah.
To clarify, when we say the shade that's on top of you, that's not mekabel tuma. So, but the scot we make, can't be made out of something that's
mekabel tuma. It can't be mekabel tuma, right?
Yeah, the scarf can't be mekabel, but if it's a shade, never mekabel tuma, or just
shade. If it's made out of things that are not a problem, the fact that it's so, if it's made l'shchiva, it's mekabel tuma because you rest on it, so that you have tumas medrash.
Right.
But if it's made as a canopy, as a shade,
of course, it's made out of something that's not mekabel tuma.
Yeah. It's not a piece of metal.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Rav Harari Shlita, bottom line, Vamru Ula Vimma Amru Vilan Tame, Bibne Shashamish Mischamen Kenegdo. That what happens, that every once in a while, you know, in those days they didn't have heat like we have today. They had fireplaces, whatever. So I guess in the shul, in the winter, you know, the shamans lived in the shul in those communities. You know, I grew up in a shul that we had a shamans. You guys don't even know what a Shamus is, because you didn't grow up in that generation. In the generation I grew up in, there was the Rav of the Shul, there was the Chazan of the Shul, and there was a third person called the Shamus. And the Shamus basically was usually a European person who wasn't going to be the Rav because he didn't speak English fluently. So he was sometimes even a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Rav of the Shul. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. He was usually the Bal Korei of the Shul. He would usually send out the Yortzeit cards. He would get the Lulav of Esrogim and maybe the Matzahs. And he would learn Ein Yaakov with the Balabatim during the weekday between Minch and Marv. Ritual Director, right? That's what the Shamus in the Shul was in those days. And today, there's hardly a shul left that has a Shamus. But every shul had it. It's how the world changed. You know, I grew up in the shul in Brooklyn, Rabbi Berzon's shul. And the Shamus was known as what? Reverend. There was the rabbi so-and-so, and the reverend, that was what the Shamus was known as. So in my shul of Brooklyn, the Rabbi Berzon was the rabbi, and there was a man, Reverend Elbogen. He was the, and I remember I used to spend summers in the Young Israel of Brookline with Rabbi Gewurz. And then there was a Reverend Lokich. Baruch Hashem, he's still alive, he should live and be well. Reverend Lokich. My friend Rabbi Ari Marcus said of Wart once, he said, if he's the reverend, so his wife should be known as the reverendson. Yeah. So that's what. But what? Yeah. Yes and no. You know. Again, he was usually a European person. Whether these people technically had it, then I said some of them were more knowledgeable than. You should know one thing. I'll tell you one thing. You ready for this? Hold on to your chairs. It was brought down that when Rav Moshe Feinstein came to America, the only aspiration he had was that he would be a Shamus in a shul. That was his aspiration. Because he was European, he's not going to be the wrong. He wasn't an English speaker. Be the Shamus in the shul. That was to be a Shamus in a shul. Then Hashkacha had it differently, that he became Shiva and Gadol Hador. But what was his, all his expectations was to be a Shamus in the shul. But just keep that in mind. So the Shamus was in the shul. A lot of times I told you he even lived in the shul. So sometimes it would get cold. So it would get cold. He would like wrap himself around with the curtain. So he warm himself up. So Mamela, the curtain became like a beggar, because he managed literally enveloped himself in the curtain. So that's what it says. Amr Ula, Ma Amru Vilan Tome, Mnesha Shamish, Mischamim Kenegdo. Because the Shamus, this Jew, the Shamus, would wrap himself around on a cold day. Maybe in the middle of the night, you know, he'd get cold. He'd wrap himself around. So what do you see from this Gemara? That if he wouldn't, Pashup Shan, this Gemara is what? If he wouldn't wrap himself around, it would just be, then it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. Because the fact that it's just a cloth or a bamboo or whatever it is, the fact that it has a usage that it's just there to privacy or block the sun, that doesn't make it a beggar or a kli. It's only because he's going to wrap himself around with it, does it. So this is very relevant for the discussion of what's the status of something that's a bamboo that was made as a curtain. So a curtain is only mekabel tumah because it's used as a garment, so to speak. But if it wouldn't be used as a garment, like today, you know, most people are not. Today we have a thing called heat, right? So then people in their helmets are not wrapping themselves around with the curtains. And if they would, you know, people would think they're a little bit off. Maybe a lot off. So
the curtain is used to block the sun. You can blow the curtain in front of the window to block out the sun. That's not a kabbalah.
So that's what he's saying. That's what he's implying. Because why this vilon here? Why it's only mekabel tumma? Why? Because it wraps himself. So why do you have the need to wrap himself? Why don't you say it's blocking the sun? So you see that blocking the sun is not a doesn't make something into a beged or a kli, whatever.
What point does it get
to climb
whether it's okay that you use it for wrapping or not?
If you use it for wrapping.
You know, so that's different than the
spot. The spot,
you can't use it for
the spot,
but the manufacturer
already concerned.
So,
this
is saying...
Right, okay, right, so we'll see. We'll
see.
We'll go slow. Right, no, because like this. We're saying like this, that even though the intention was not... But anything that the intention was not, but now I use it for that. So now I made it into a kli now. I made it into a beged now. In other words, the chiddush of how it's manufactured is once it's manufactured this way, I can't undo it. But l'chumra, I could, even if it was manufactured as a curtain, but now I'm using it as a garment, so then... It would be mekabel tum.
That was manufactured for wrap oneself, even if you use it to block the sun, it's
right. Right. Now, the Tosus quotes that the Bahag has a different girsa than the Gemara. Take a look. The first word in the line is Aleihem. Aleihem. Towards the bottom. First word in the line is Aleihem. Ubahagaras Vilon Oser. Another pshat. Another whole girsa in the Gemara. Not mipnei ma'amru Vilon Tamei, but mipnei ma'amru Vilon Oser. Which means what? What if your curtain has what? Shatness. What if your curtain has shatness? Is that a problem? Can I have a curtain of shatness? At first glance, why not? I'm not what? Wearing it. I'm not putting it on me. So why? So maybe it should be okay. You know, the halacha is you're not allowed to put a shatness, wear shatness. You're not going to push shatnez on top of you, like a blanket, even though you're not wearing it. Sure. And then there's another halacha, you can't have shatnez what? Below you. Because there's two dinim in shatnez. There's Isser Levisha and Isser Halah. Levisha means you wearing it, like a garment. Isser Halah means that it's on top of you. And then there's another Isser, that you can't sit on top of the shatnez, because maybe you'll come to put it on top of you. And then it'll be halal. You know, there's a famous story with the stipler. You know the story with the stipler? For those that don't know the story with the stipler, I'll say it over. The stipler married the Chazanish's sister. Right? Chazanish was his brother-in-law. So he was supposed to meet her. So he figured, and he had to take a train to go to the different location to meet her. And so he figured if he's going to spend time on the train, so it will be Bittul Torah. So he might as well spend the whole night learning. And this way, on the train, he'll sleep. And that'll be fine. So that's what he did. He stayed the whole night learning. When I went to visit the stipend for the first time, and he couldn't see me because he was up the whole night before learning. I went on a Friday morning. I turned 18 in Eretz Yisrael. I had to go to register for the American Army for the draft. I had to go to the consulate in Tel Aviv. And a friend of mine, we both turned 18 around the same time, so we decided we'll go together and we'll register. And then once we're in Tel Aviv already, we'll go to Bnei Brak to see the stipler on the Friday morning. And we got there, and they said, the stipler can't see you now. Because he was up the whole night learning, so he was sleeping there. So what happened on the train was that he gets to the train after a whole night, ready to conk out on the train, And then sure enough, he sees that there's upholstery on the seats. And he was chayshish that maybe it was Shabbos. And therefore there's an issur of sitting on Shabbos. So Mamela, the whole time that he was expecting that he's going to have this whole long nap on the thing, he had to stand the whole way. So needless to say, he couldn't sleep. So needless to say, when he met the Chazanish's sister, that's when the sleep fell in. So you can imagine that somebody's a young lady is going out on a date with somebody and the fellow falls asleep on the date. That's not the best impression you would make on somebody. And you're not necessarily expecting a second date if you fell asleep on the first date. But the Chazon Ish convinced her that you should give this that this is a special person, and you should she listened, and they got married, and the rest is history.
Yeah, he told the what he did.
Okay, so he says like this. So the question is like this: can you make a curtain out of shatnas? So that's what the in other words, the Bahag scarce in the Gemara is not mibnei ma'amro vilon tameh, but vilon osser. That is, why is vilon is osser to be of shatnas? Yesh lefarsh osser la'sos mikolaim, neish hashamish mischam mikenegdo. So the answer is, the reason why you can't make it from shatnas is because very often the Shamus would cover himself, and then he would be violating the Isser Halah of Shatnas. So according to the Bahag, the Gemara wasn't speaking about the Din of Tomei, the Gemara is speaking about the Din of Asr, of why is it that it can be made of Shatnas. Oh, so these are the two Shatim in the Gemara, the two Girsos in the Gemara. It's Neimam Ruvil and Tomei, it's called talking about the Hilas Tum of Tara. And then the other gears is Mibnei Ma'amru Vilon Osser. It means Osser to make for your life. No. So let me ask you the following question. If you have the gears of Mibnei Ma'amru Vilon Osser, so what did that sheet to hold about Tomei? That's the question. Because Vilon Tomei, the gears is Mibnei Shamish Mitzchanim. But what would that shita that holds vilon osur, what would he hold about tuma? So Shimon Nairon Shlita says, I don't know. Shimon Nairon says he doesn't know. So there's a maram in Chulin on page 2. Doesn't matter. Let's see. Mi yesh from the gatzin mi mam vinu osur asolom aval inyan she yitma lo tzorach taima divnei she shamish mitzchamim the love hai taima tamei de nikra kli kichol beget. So the Maram says that you know why he has this other girsa, or like what Moshe said, he changed the girsa, because he says that a curtain is mekabel tuma even if the shamus wouldn't, because there's a use. Yenikra kli kichol beged. There's a use. So memela, the pshan is that the reason why he said had the girsim they ma'am reveal an osur, because for tuma you won't need the reason of the shamus from skam and kenegdo. But the fact that it has a use, that it's hanging on my window, so that itself is enough to say that it's a beged. Because a beged means cloth that's a certain size that's used for something. Beged doesn't, in other words, in modern Hebrew, a beged is clothing. But in big biblical Hebrew, a beged is not necessarily clothing, what we call clothing. If you have a washcloth, that's a beged. You don't wear it, but that's a beged. It's, you know, you go to weddings. What is the at least the old days, what I still do it, but Masada Kedushin make a kinyan with the chasim and a handkerchief. Those of us still have handkerchiefs. We're in a generation without handkerchiefs. Not the handkerchief generation. But in those days, everyone had handkerchiefs, right? So Mimele is saying like this, that you don't need to come on to the concept of Vilon Tameh B'Pnei Shamash Nesamim, because it's Tameh because Stam, it's useful. Even if the Shamash wouldn't. So that's why he changed the gear, so Vilon Osir. So Osir, that's the Neshatnes, so then you have to come on because Vilon Shamash Nesamim connect them. So the Maram, the Chiddush of the Maram Lubin is not just Stam, there were two different Yersos, and each one said there's a reason why the Bahag doesn't want to learn like Tosfos. And this would be very relevant for our discussion of the partition, the Home Depot partition, because it could be that if you want to say that the Home Depot is not Mekabel Tumah, so maybe it is Mekabel Tumah. Because use, it's like the lot, it's like the Vivo. The Vivo is Mekabel Tumah. And not because somebody is racking it around according to the reasons of the Hag. So then maybe the Home Depot is Mekabel Tumah. If it's Mekabel Tumah, then obviously it can't be used for Skach. That's the first. Now, we'll have to see. We didn't conclude anything. We're just getting our feet wet here, because it could be also that the first part. This machlokas, the two yersos in the Gemara and the Maram Lublin's Kiddush of how he understood that the two yersos is not just. He says it's talking about this, and he says it's talking about that. But no, there's a reason why he said this, because he says for tumah you don't need that reason. So why do you say that reason must be? It's not talking about tumah. Tumah is going to be tumah anyway. Even the shamas is not as chamik in it. What you need it is to teach us the din of shamas. Right, but that's what he said before. But even if the manufacturer, didn't make it for Luskamen, if you start using the Luskamen, so now it becomes public. In other words,
what would he say makes something being able to help someone?
So it has to be made out of a certain material, certain size. And the use.
Not the use.
Not necessarily.
Any use, like you're just covering the sun.
Yeah. That was his point. And the other day is holding low. It's not enough of use. So, and this is the meaning we saw yesterday, that a mechitza maybe that's enough of a use to say that it's mekabel tumah. So then the Home Depot is going to have to find a cooler if they. So then, okay, so this is just step one. Then we have to continue. Okay, so we'll stop here. Rabbi Say, so I'm going to have commission 2 minutes.